from KRCB Public Radio. It's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California Governor Jerry Brown says plans to build a $14 billion pair of tunnels to move water from Northern California to the South are on track. Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
In an interview with Capital Public Radio, Governor Brown estimates that it may take a year and a half before construction could begin on the massive tunnel system. He unveiled plans in July for a system that would siphon water from the Sacramento River and carry it underground to cities and farmland in the South. Brown isn't backing down from the proposal, despite repeated complaints from environmentalists and Delta area legislators. He says the goal is to have a reliable water supply.
The levees are made out of dirt. Dirt can fail in an earthquake. If it fails, half the water that Santa Clara County needs won't be there. Major farmers and small farmers will be wiped out. This would not be a good thing. In fact, it would be a catastrophe.
Brown says an environmental impact review needs to be completed, followed by a water board review and federal permitting. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Now that California is starting to see some rainfall, state fire officials are cautiously declaring this year's fire season to be winding down.
We are starting to lay off our seasonal firefighters, even close many of our air bases.
Cal Fire's Daniel Berlant says the department is starting to lift its statewide burn ban in rural areas. The fire danger has dropped in Northern California particularly. The southern part of the state isn't getting as much rain, and Santa Ana winds could still leave conditions dry and ripe for a fire. Berlant says this year brought a significant increase in fire activity.
This year, we've responded to over 5,500 wildfires. That's more than 1,400 more than last year during the same time period, and those fires have been a lot larger.
Burning well over twice as many acres as last year. The active fire season over